Sure.
So,
well, I want to get into Freddie Freeman's replacement and Matt Olson.
Yes, we should.
Because we talked earlier, there's plenty of things to overreact. I want to get into the good things to overreact of this first opening weekend, because there's quite a few, and there's some things you can get like really excited about. I know it makes me think going even a week ago when we were making some predictions about how we could see the season playing out, I'm already watching some of those predictions like, yeah, I'm going to be really wrong about that, or this might actually turn out pretty well. I have been not slow. Like, I don't want to say I don't think Matt Olson's going to be a good player. I just expected him to have a slow start. There's a lot of pressure on Matt Olson replacing Freddie Freeman, being back home, all of that stuff. We talked about it before. But he's doing pretty well with the pressure, Joe.
Yeah.
Dave
Didn't
O'Brien
seem to faze him.
Yeah, Dave O'Brien tweeted out that Matt Olson is tied for Major League Baseball hits with 8. And he had those in 3 straight games. So, you know, nice little stretch there. Also, I think the home run that he hit was like the hardest hit ball, because Hunter Green, who was making his first start, threw like 101 on the pitch that he hit. Like, it's just insanity.
It's like the fastest pitch hit for a homer by a Braves player, or one of the top 3 fastest in so many years. So yeah, great start for Olson. And I was a little worried, because the game where he didn't have the hit was in the opening night, which you would have liked to see him get off the mark there. But yeah, I think it was even that night that he hit a ball super hard. It went to the warning track, and I think everybody was stunned that it didn't leave the park. And I gotta say, Caleb, it was really noticeable being in the stadium, and you would have seen it too, just like how the ball was not flying.
Dying.
Like we've seen it fly.
It was dying.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, wind was definitely a factor in that game, as someone who was on the upper deck, and he became very cold, and who had a wife who became very cold at about the, I don't know, whenever the sun went down is when it became, you know, it was very windy, got very cold. And so I wasn't that surprised at how balls were dying, but also in the back of my mind, I'm still going, what is Major League Baseball doing with the baseball? You know, like,
I know, exactly.
they toyed with it last year. What are they doing now?
And I think the cold probably does affect, you know, the flight of the ball. I know it does in golf. Although it didn't really seem like, I mean, it was pretty chilly during the World Series last year in the game, and the balls were still flying. I don't know. I have no idea why, but the ball was definitely not flying, which actually makes Austin Riley's homer in game one like all the more impressive. The fact that thing was not even close to being out
inside the park.
Yeah, it was way gone.
Well,
in that weather, yeah. And I was I just want to wrap on Olson real quick, which is that it was really impressive to see, for me at least, to see him using all fields, and especially hitting the ball out to center field. I was very much the impression that he was going to be much more just kind of pulling everything, and they do have the shift on him and everything, but I was just really impressed with him.